From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Budget me up. What do you reckon?
Oh, well, obviously there's plenty of bad news, isn't it, in terms of the weaker economy. We've got less tax revenue. We've got a delayed surplus to 2029. And, you know, the rise in debt levels. But let's look at some of the positives. So, yeah, the new tax incentive scheme, deductions for firms of 20% of the value of new assets in the year they're purchased. I reckon that's great. It's going to boost economic growth. It's going to cost $6.6 billion, but, you know, it's going to lift GDP by 1%, you know, wages by 1.5%, albeit over the next 20 years. But, yeah, I think it's a good call. As the government notes, you know, business investment raises the productivity of workers, lifts income, drives economic growth, simple equation. And we need that lift in productivity, given we've got one of the lowest rates of it in the OECD. So I think that's only good news. Obviously, the in terms of KiwiSaver, you mentioned that, it does add costs. But I think overall, it is a great call. I think it's a net positive. So we're raising that default minimum to 3.5%. April next year, and then it's obviously going to rise towards 4% by 2028. The halving contributions, of course, high earners are out, but we've got 16, 17-year-olds in. I think overall it's a net positive. Look, and if you look at it, just you need to obviously look across the Tasman at the benefits of having a strong superannuation plan. Yeah, Aussies at 11.5%, so we're not going to get there anytime soon, but it's worked out pretty well there. And I think, the reality is this, Kiwis are pretty bad savers historically. So this is a great way to diversify wealth. It's good for first home buyers. It's going to give them a little helping hand on the ladder. And so I really like that initiative. And I just think the overall budget, whilst it didn't deliver too many surprises, and a lot of saying it's not going to have much bearing on the RBNZ next week, and they're more going to be looking at global factors, I think just sort of reaffirms, what a tough spot our economy is in generally. So I'd actually argue it is something the RBNZ will be looking at.
Yeah, exactly. Reporting season next week, are we standing by with trepidation or not? What's going on?
Yeah, we are a little bit. So disappointments have been punished early days, and those that have sort of beat have been rewarded. So we've got quite a few big blue chips reporting next week, but we had a few of the minnows, a few appetizers yesterday. Oceania Healthcare, we've got Ryman reporting next week, but fellow retirement care operator, they had their full-year results. They're pretty solid, 4% increase in earnings, $86 million, income was up a bit, sales momentum in the second half, volumes increasing 17%, resales up. They're doing pretty well on the development front in Auckland and Christchurch. They're taking costs out. Shares are pretty flat, but up around 14% year to date. So I thought that story was pretty solid. Yeah, AFT Pharmaceuticals, they sell Maxigesic tablets. Now, their revenues are up 6%, $208 million. They're doing really well in Australia. Sales are up 17%. Operating profit, they're up 65%. And they are the only company in the world to secure two licensing agreements into China, and that's the second largest pharma market. So that's a good story. Shares up nearly 4%. And then, of course, there is maybe not such a great name to some in terms of My Food Bag. That actually jumped 7% following its result. Earnings of $16 million were pretty flat, active customers as well as revenues, but sales in the second half up 5%, and they're doing well in the first 8 weeks of the year. Now, there's a stock which has burnt a lot of Kiwi investors, and it's down 90% since that float back in 2021. It's not going to get back there, so it's all about sort of looking at the current situation. But obviously a bit of a lesson was floating in peak conditions. A lot of investors bought into the hype. Extrapolated situation, as we know now, was only temporary. So I think you have to say confidence with the stock is pretty shot, but it's actually under 3x earnings. So the value's there. It has been right-sized. Not going to get back to former glories, but they seem to be doing well at the moment.
Okay, I need some numbers from you, Griggles.
Okay, what do we got, Mike? We've got the Dow is actually up 0.4%. As you say, that big, beautiful bill has passed, and it's going to actually increase debt levels as well. But 42033 on the Dow. S&P 500 up 0.3%, 5864. NASDAQ up 0.8%. The FTSE 100 down 0.5%. There was some sort of positive data there in terms of business and consumer confidence. Nikkei down 0.8%. ASX 200 down 0.5%. NZX 50 down 0.3%, 12662. Gold down $16. $3,298 an ounce. Oil down 50 cents, 61.04. And the currencies, Kiwi's actually weaker across the board, partly on the budget. So the US versus the Kiwi's 59, down 0.6%. Against the Australian dollar, we're 92 even. We're 44 even against the British pound, and we are 85.1 against the Japanese yen.
You have a good weekend, mate. Appreciate your expertise this week. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.